Tea farmers. Following the dissatisfaction of tea farmers Kamunya and Thamaita tea factories over low bonus payments, the Tea Board of Kenya has held a meeting with farmers under the two factories. The meeting comes after a two-week tea harvesting strike by the farmers who were complaining about poor bonus pay this year. The two factories claim they were promised a bonus of more than ₦60 by the board of directors, only to receive ₦51 and ₦46 for Kamunya and Thamaita respectively. Kamau Kahiu, Tea Board of Kenya chairman, called on farmers to resume tea picking as they demand for their rights, advising them to consider next year's bonus, saying if the strike drags on, it will affect the quality and quantity they will produce. Kamau promised farmers that the board will address all the issues they have raised. He promised the farmers a comprehensive audit and to give out the feedback to the farmers as soon as possible. Money was misused. Those in charge will pay it back and face the full force of the law. Kamau said that tea reforms that are being undertaken by the government are set to benefit farmers and minimize such crises, saying one of the reforms is to have every factory have its own bank account as opposed to what is happening. Chairman, Kenya Tea Board Kamau Kahiu addressing Thamaita Tea Factory photos by Linus Marimi. When every factory has its own bank account, auditing every factory will take less time, benefiting the factory and farmers, and in case there is any question raised over pay, he said. Kamau asked the farmers to look for sustainable resolutions whenever they have any issues with the leadership to avoid such losses. I have been in the tea sector for many years. I may not understand everything, but there are some things I know about the tea sector. That is why am I promising Thamaita farmers and every farmer in Kenya that his rights will be protected at all costs, he said. Gichibu Member of Parliament Robert Gichimu said he will not let farmers lose even a coin, saying he was elected to protect all farmers in different sectors from those who may take advantage of them. Saying agriculture is the backbone of the Kenya economy and when a farmer is not happy it can bring a negative effect on Kenya's economy. Gichimu requested farmers to be patient and give the Tea Board of Kenya time to do a comprehensive audit, and requested the board speed up the process for the benefit of the farmers. Moses Kamau Maina Gichibu, DCC, called on the farmers to maintain peace and give the factories time, saying despite the challenges the factory has been of benefit to the residents both directly and indirectly. I take this chance to thank all farmers for their calmness when expressing their grievances. No one has destroyed properties belonging to the factory, and that is commendable. It is my wish we maintain peace at all time, said DCC Kamau.